This is a previously recorded episode.
That's why I'm single.
I'm single. I'm single. I'm single.
Why? You're so fabulous.
Yeah, I'm single. Ready to mingle. Yeah, I'm single.
Hey guys, I'm Chelsea.
I'm Stacy.
And this is reasons why we're seeing why I'm single.
Oh my goodness, you're single?
I am.
Stop it.
It's shocking. So we're here. Basically, we're just going to tell you guys.
It's coming through just fine.
We're just going to tell you guys why all the crazy things that happen. I can't be the only one that's out there having all these crazy dates. Well, I'm Chelsea. We're going to play a little get to know each other game because it's our first podcast. We're pretty excited.
We don't play games, but we're going to right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Terrible. All right, so we're going to play Two Truths and a Lie.
Ooh.
We have a guest later. He's going to play it, too.
Ooh.
So I'm going to tell you, Stacy, my two truths and a lie.
I'm ready.
First one, I am 5 foot 5.5 inches tall.
And a half.
Yes, and a half. It's very important.
5.5.
You know what?
Hey, sometimes that half inch makes all the difference in the
Thank
world.
Thank you, Dave, sound guy.
Why is it so important? 5'5".
How tall are you?
First of all, 5'3¾", because my doctor told me that I shrank a quarter of an inch.
See, and yet you said 3/4, see? Uh-huh.
Well, I did that so you wouldn't be alone.
All right.
I just say 5'4", because I round up.
All right. My next fact is that I have told off a celebrity to their face.
Mm-hmm. Told off.
Told them off.
Like, ooh, him. Ooh.
Oh, I gave you a hint. Dang it. And then the third one is my middle name is Elizabeth.
Ooh.
I know that's super interesting and everybody wanted to know.
So I know your middle name is not Elizabeth.
That's true, you do.
Yeah, I know. Because I know you?
Yeah, we've kind of been friends for a very long time.
Oh my goodness, how long have we been friends?
I don't want to talk about it.
Are you sure? Because I kind of do, but whatever, that's fine.
No, I don't want to talk about it. It's been a while. Junior high, though.
Oh my god, what?
Junior high.
What?
All right, so we're going to talk about the crazy dates that happen in our lives, but to save anonymity for the poor people that we're going to be talking about. Save the shade. To save the shade, we're going to do the fake name letter of the day. Very classy, right? Thank you.
So how does it work?
So basically, we've decided that we're going to just choose a letter, and that's going to be the letter of the day.
Where do I choose the letter?
Well, you get to choose today, Stacy. You get to choose.
All right.
But just so you know, the fake name letter of the day is brought to you by the Beauty and Brow Bar in Plymouth, Michigan. Friends don't let friends have bad brows, Stacy.
Preach.
Yes, I'm telling you. So mention the reasons why you're single when you bring your bestie, and you'll get a buy one, get one free deal on your appointment together. This is a limited time offer, so call Danielle at 313-241-8612 to schedule your appointment and for all the details. Beauty and Brow Bar is located in the lovely downtown Plymouth at 595 Forest Avenue, Suite 12A, Plymouth, Michigan, 48170. Or you can check her out online at www.beautyandbrowbar.net.
I'm going to be honest, that's a really good deal.
Right?
Your friend gets your brows done, you get them for free.
Hashtag BOGO.
Yeah.
You son of a bitch.
Language, there's children.
Every time I say BOGO, he's like, they're gay.
We'll get him
BOGO.
The show.
BOGO's gay. Nobody says BOGO.
We don't need to use those words. There are children. This could have been
a
family
there
show.
Children. I hope there are children.
Oh, my goodness.
All right, Stacey, what is the fake name letter of the day?
All right. Drawing it.
Yeah, drawing it from the bowl.
Do you hear this? This is your future. It is... The letter P.
Oh, it's a good name.
Yes, great examples of the letter P would be Peter, Paul, Portia, Peggy.
Portia.
The letter P.
Thank you, Stacy.
You are so welcome.
All right, so I'm going to tell you one of my terrible date stories.
Oh my goodness, talk about it.
So I decided that I'd been I'm online dating. I'm an esthetician. I'm also a karaoke host. I have a podcast now.
Oh my, shut up, do you?
But I'm kind of busy, so I do the online dating thing, and let me tell you, it's a choice. So I was talking to this guy for a little bit. We decided we were going to meet up, so we decided to meet for a movie. I know that is the worst first date ever.
Don't ever go to a movie.
I know. I'm getting a look right now.
That's judgment. Look at me. Look into my eyes.
Hey, pretty eyes.
Hey, pretty.
You've
got such pretty brown eyes.
You're beautiful. Oh, thank
you. So we're going to just call him Philip.
Ooh, Philip.
Hello, Philip.
Yeah.
I did take a first date to a dinner.
See?
Movie.
It's not a great idea.
But you're supposed to do movie and a dinner, so that way if they suck at conversation, you have the movie to talk about at dinner.
Oh, see?
I did both.
See, we didn't do that. So this guy, I met him online, Philip.
Hey, Philip.
And he, thank you, he shows up and, well, he had all these pictures up from when he was in college. And we had been talking, and he told me that he had gotten injured while he was in college. He played football, all that good stuff. But
we already know.
Right? I sense where this is going.
Right? So we're standing there, and I'm waiting outside this movie theater, and he was a big guy. He told me he was like 6'6", and I mean, the pictures were fantastic. I was pretty excited.
How did he sound on the phone?
Super deep voice. Very, very, very deep voice, manly.
Do you live alone?
You better talk about it.
Thank you.
You want to go to my movie?
Number five. Boom, boom, boom.
So I'm waiting for this real tall guy, and this very tall guy comes up to me, and I am not kidding. He had to have gained 300 pounds.
You're exaggerating.
See, as soon as you said football and injury.
Football and injury.
I was like,
exactly.
Wait, but I couldn't. You're exaggerating. It wasn't 300 pounds.
No, I mean, he had braces on both of his knees.
No.
Like, to walk, to help him walk.
All right, I'm going to save my questions for the end.
So we get in. He pays for my ticket. That's a win, by the way. A lot of times that doesn't happen.
Because he's not winning on the field.
Stay
I'm sorry.
Hat. Shoot him with a flamethrower.
He's wearing all white. Yeah.
Big Stay Puft hat.
Oh, he was a ginger. That's the worst.
It just keeps getting better. Go.
He's this 6'6" ginger. Gotta love it.
That's so amazing. Was that in his question?
I mean, yes, he had red hair in his profile, but he was also like a football player. Aww.
And yes, ladies, I have a soul.
So we get to the concession stand, and he orders a large popcorn.
Yes.
Two hot dogs, a nacho, and a large pizza, which I didn't even know you could get a pizza at the
where?
At the movies. At any movie. I guess you can get a pizza now.
Is it the Rochester Hills one? Because they have the pizzeria in there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So, I would never order a pizza at a movie, though. It's stupid.
And then he turns to me. Oh, and he gets one of those really big, like, liters of cola.
Diet Coke.
Yeah.
And a Diet Coke.
and he turns to me, and he's like, and what do you want? And I'm like,
no.
Oh. I'll just have some of your popcorn.
I'll just take what falls off.
Maybe some of the popcorn.
Whatever gets caught on your belly, I'll eat.
And he's like, oh, no, I don't share. And buys me a completely separate popcorn to pop.
And so he buys me my own pizza, and
so
there I am.
I was like, I mean, this guy had easily spent like $85 at this point. And I'm just like.
Like for just him, or you? Questions at the end.
Well, what's worse, that if you would have stopped at Walgreens earlier and smuggled in boxes? Like, what's.
There's nothing wrong with smuggling in gummy worms, okay?
I'm just saying.
No, I know a guy that would go get a Hot and Ready and put it in, like, Ziploc bags and put it in his pocket and then pull them out at the movies. I wish I was exaggerating,
the
but
worst
he would.
I've ever seen is fried rice.
Not on a date.
Fried rice? That's just so much. That you need, like, utensils
for that.
I mean,
look at my freaking Kate Spade toe. What up, Kate Spade? And, like, you can put anything in there.
That's true.
Right?
You can make
but
that happen.
Stunk.
So then I'm like, odd movie decision. Right? Fried rice.
I know, right?
What were you seeing?
Huh? I won't talk about it.
The Joy Luck Club.
Shanghai Nights.
Listen, Jackie Chan is phenomenal. That's all you need to know. Continue.
Rush Hour 3.
It's better than the remake of The Karate Kid. Continue.
I don't remember what movie we were seeing. I just know that it was kind of a comedy and short. It was like 90 minutes
so
with credits. And all I kept thinking was, this is the food this guy brought in on like a date. Like he has, this is what he
like,
thought.
What's his normal at-home consumption like?
That's what I'm
he
saying.
Took my question.
Just an insane amount of food. So then we get into this movie theater.
That's
and
a guy that brings his own ranch dressing.
Seriously. Like, it had to be like in
maybe
his cargo
he's on a workout
shorts.
Plan and he has to bring your own dressing. I've been there. I was vegan for 21 days.
So he goes through and I go and I put my pop in the right seat, right?
Right.
And as soon as I put it in the right seat, because I prefer to sit on the right side in
it's
the
true.
Movie theater.
It's true.
It's a thing. I have it. As soon as I look over, and I'm like, oh, no, I made a terrible choice because the armrest lifts. And as soon as I put it down on the right side, that armrest flew up, and he's like, thank goodness these armrests lift up now.
Oh, 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 oh. Guta, guta, solo.
And a little kid behind him goes, sorry, Star Wars.
It's
sorry.
Fine. I know what you're talking about. I have right, two brothers. You. I know what you're talking about.
Bring me Solo and Wookie. Oh, 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 oh.
Oh my gosh, was he furry? Questions at the end. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Pickle jar full of frogs.
Was he furry or was he a furry?
Just, oh, God. Oh. Oh, no. It got so weird.
No, right. I'm sorry. Continue with
no,
your story.
No, so then he's like, I have never seen anyone hoover down food so fast. It was like, exhale and then... like, it was just the craziest thing. So then I start, because I have an overactive imagination, I start thinking, he's going to choke and I can't get my arms around this beast. So then I'm like, how am I going to solve this problem? So then I'm, like, just imagining, like, people move. I need to run at him as fast as I can with my arms out.
Superman!
Just battering, ram it out of him. Just insane. So
oh, my gosh. And then what if he passes out? You can't give someone mouth-to-mouth on the first date.
You can't give him mouth-to-mouth because you couldn't get the air through all
he
the
He swallowed my face.
So we're going through. And then we finish the movie.
We're finished making out after the movie. And then what? No.
You better not.
Oh no! He got up to refill that popcorn once,
stop.
And he got up to refill the pop twice.
No. Stop! That's so gross.
He had so much food, and I was just like,
"That's like a 64-ounce like Bubba jug."
I've never even finished one.
No,
that's what I'm saying.
No.
Who's finished?
You always
one
get
of
a large. You always get like a medium, and like
yeah, and then never refill it.
No, God no. Like you're never done with the pop.
He refilled the pop twice, which means he had to pay for it again. Like.
Mother of God.
That's what I'm saying. So we get out, and he's like...
And you're like, I made a mistake. And he's like, did you say steak? Like,
that's my favorite.
This has gone horribly wrong. You know Wong's?
He's like, I'd really like to go out again. And I sat there, I'm like, I mean, we got along great online, but you can't do this to
I'm afraid you'll eat me, and not in a good way.
That's
I don't want to go to Golden Corral for my birthday with you. Like,
first of all, I've been to Golden Corral on my birthday. And listen, they
no buffet for you.
They have crab legs.
You know, eat your vegetable, big boy. You leave.
You order broccoli.
All right, so I have questions.
Okay, tell me your questions.
Okay, number one, why at the beginning of the date, when you realized he did not look anything like his profile picture, why didn't you say anything?
I'm too nice. I am 100% of the reasons that I am single
are
too nice. Like, I can't hide anything on my face. He knew my reaction as soon as he walked up. Like, yes, exactly. Just I was like, no.
You're a big fella, aren't
you? I mean, not to mention the fact that when he sat down with the armrest up, he was like 3/4 of the way in my seat.
Can you wear this, please? And he gives you the Princess Leia slave outfit, you know.
Unacceptable. So, like, if you were to fly on a plane, he'd have to buy 2 seats.
For sure.
Because that was
no,
his size.
For sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like, hold on. I'm a big dude.
Won't you back
like,
the thing up?
Sorry. No. Way bigger than you.
Holy
way
mother.
Way bigger
like,
than you.
You better call on him.
Like, I'm 6'3", you know, like.
No, easily 480.
Good God.
Yeah, like just with the fat going over the knee. Yeah,
what?
Yeah, like, and then like the big fat chunk in
so
the back
had,
of your head.
So he had the fupa and the pack
yeah,
of hot dogs.
It was so scary.
Okay, so here's my next question. So you said he had knee braces, correct?
Yeah.
Did they make noise?
These spurs go jingle, jangle, jingle.
I mean, they sound. You could hear them when they moved, but I feel like maybe he oiled them up for
like
the day.
1970s bed, like
right.
Like
no, I feel like he oiled it up like Tin like, Man style.
I'm going on. Oh, yeah. That's exactly what I pictured. Like. Oh my goodness! So did he?
All right, so we're 20 minutes in. We're all going to hell. Just so
right. Oh, I'm not. I'm saved. I'm saved. I'm gonna pray for y'all, but I'm straight. Did he ever tell you what the injury was?
No. He just told me that there was an injury.
Overactive thyroid.
He was. I'm thinking it probably was something to do with his knees.
Okay,
but. Yeah, I have no idea.
What was the like? Did you guys talk about like the end?
Well, I flat out told him, I'm like, you're a really cool dude, but I just can't see myself hitching my wagon. I mean, I maybe didn't say hitching my wagon.
Thank
Did
you.
He drive a Prius?
Oh my god!
Although if you had a wagon and you hitched it to him, he might be able to pull it for a while.
I don't know with those.
You'd have to like, what is it? Instead of the carrot, you'd have to like a glazed ham.
Right.
You'd have to hang out in front of him.
Just iron.
That's the old dude. Yes. After sex, he smokes a turkey, you know.
But I told him. I was like, I just don't see myself. I skipped right past it. I don't. I just didn't see myself being with somebody who was going to have serious health problems in 5 years.
That's real.
That's being generous,
right.
I'm thinking.
I'm thinking, too.
Because anyone else at the very beginning, they would have been like, listen.
This is not what you look
these
like.
These pictures are very old. I would have appreciated if you were a little more honest or told me, like, hey, I don't look like that anymore. What was his response?
Oh, no, he just said he understood and kind of, like, meandered away.
Oh. And have you had any contact with him since?
No. But I told, oh, no, that was the other thing. I did tell him. I was like, dude, get healthy and call me. And he never did.
Oh, did he die?
I don't really know.
Well, how long ago was this?
This was like 5 years ago.
Oh, all right. So I was 2 weeks. Yeah. Well, I got to do a second.
I mean, maybe if he just decided he was just like in love with Garrett.
So sad. But the thing is, he's going to show up looking like Captain America now.
Oh, my God.
And he's
going to
take
case.
You out. Then he's going to go, see a bitch. He's gonna dump you. See, that's what he's waiting for.
That is so high
is that like,
school.
Oh yeah,
so high
like school. I look like.
I could totally
you know,
see a guy doing that. I could totally see
right,
a guy
like,
doing
he
that.
Push you
like,
in the mud and go see what you're missing out on, bitch.
Well, poor yeah. Philip. Oh man, he was crazy. But man, that's like a lot of food. Wow. Next time you're at the movies, I want you to look at how much that would cost.
I've never even gotten popcorn and candy.
Thank you.
Like, it's like,
nope, it's either or.
Right. If I'm in the
let alone
Sour Patch Kids
a
and
pizza.
I'm.
Pizza.
Right.
and two hot dogs and a nacho.
The pizza, I just don't, like, logistics. Like,
why didn't, like, so, and we all know y'all do this. Like, why didn't he take, like, the girl's route of, like, you know what, I need to hit Golden Corral before I go meet her.
Right.
Or could, heaven yeah. forbid he actually did.
That's why I was wondering, like, what was going
maybe
on
he
in
did.
Terms of his injury and also if he lived by himself or if he was depressed and, like, he just never ate. And then when he did go out, he just shoveled whatever he could. Maybe he didn't have a lot of social interaction.
When he's depressed, he cuts himself another piece of cheesecake.
Oh, my. I'm so upset. But thank you for that turn because I'd rather him be eating than harming his body. Oh, my goodness.
I heard
oh
his shadow God. Weighs 42 pounds.
Oh seriously.
His blood type is gravy.
Wait, beef or chicken?
Pork.
Oh, I don't do pork. That's a lie. I eat
this cholesterol check. They found bacon.
Right.
Big chunks, baby.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, so wait. Do I have any more questions?
So far, is this everything you thought it would be?
Yes. Okay. Yes, exactly. I have these crazy dates.
Oh,
and
I meant the
your
date.
Facebook,
I'm like, how was the date? Everything
yeah,
you thought
I just
it
have
would
these
be.
Crazy.
Your Facebook is hysterical, and it's so bad, it's like you're putting screenshots
because
from
people
ever.
People don't believe that it's real, that people would
well,
say this stuff to me.
My friend once said, like, you wouldn't believe what I'm going through on online dating. We're like, give me, log into your Plenty of Fish right now and give it to me. So, like, me and my friend went through and we said, what's the worst thing we could put online to make a guy still want to go out with us?
Oh, yeah.
So we would be like, you know, you look kind of cute. I just have to warn you. I got a case of dysentery and it's really bad.
It's the Oregon Trail.
Yeah. And, like, right? And like the guy's like, yeah, I'll totally see it. Do you want to, you good tonight? Like, it didn't matter. Like, I lost my leg in an accident. Like, just like,
yeah.
We would start like stuff like, okay, which is normal. Then it got to, like, you know, bad. Like really bad. Like,
I've got a body in my basement. How fast can you be here?
Like, we would name off, like,
right, I'm on my way.
Seven bodily fluids coming out of eight orifices. Like, like right now, like, yeah, that's cool. Like, we want to meet for coffee? Maybe the bar?
Right.
And, like, it didn't matter. Like, no, it didn't matter what you said. I'm like, you know what? I feel so sorry for you girls.
Oh, my God, it's crazy.
Oh, it's real.
Like, it's crazy out there. It
takes a lot of prayer to be single.
Oh, my God.
All right.
So that's just one of my lovely stories. But we actually have a guest.
Oh,
we
no.
Yeah, we do.
Does his name start with a P?
No.
Dang it.
No,
just kidding. We're so happy to have you.
It's actually Bob.
It's Philip.
No. Can it be Felipe?
It's Bob.
Ooh.
Bob's going to tell us one of his fabulous dating stories. Before he does.
Wait,
before he does, though, we have a sponsor for you, Bob.
Oh, boy.
Support for Reasons Why I'm Single comes from Thrivent Financial. For more than 100 years, Thrivent has offered financial guidance about saving, spending, and sharing. Give Don Lyon or Pat Klenner a call at 586-773-7596 to learn more about Thrivent.
Yes.
Because
you,
I, I have to say, you got to have your stuff together in order to make it in this dating world.
Especially, even if in your late 20s you need to have some financial goals, I'm being completely honest about it. Like, for me, before I can get married, I need to be debt-free. So that's why student loans are paid, don't have a car note.
It's hard out here.
I just feel the need to point out that she's walking in show one with, like, sponsors for every segment. We've got shows that have been doing this shit for 2 and 3 years.
Oh, girls.
Gonna need you how to teach a class or something.
Yes. We don't play. No, we have our money together and our sponsors together.
This is happening, man. We're going to make this happen.
Yeah.
No, seriously. Don gave me a free consultation.
Nice.
Kind of broke down where I'm at financially, which is really bad, by the way. But but I'm on a plan, and it's he basically looked at it and was like,
I'm a financial train wreck. Hey, boys.
I'm your dream come true.
I'm working on it. I have a plan. You should, too, though. Give Don a call.
Definitely. He was a great help, especially with, like, wanting to travel more. Fun fact, I'll be taking a trip to Israel next year.
Heck yeah.
What?
I like it. That's intense.
It just really helped to have. Did you hear about the camping trip?
No.
It was intense. But anyways, but yeah.
Yeah, so my psychologist told him I was having dreams that I was a wigwam in a teepee. He said, relax, you're too tense.
Oh, my goodness. Do you have a mate? Because I'm your soul.
Do you know the difference between Dubai and Abu Dhabi?
I mean, geographically, yes.
The people in Dubai don't watch the Flintstones, but the people in Abu Dhabi do.
Yeah, we like the cheesy stuff here, man.
Hashtag dad jokes.
Make me so happy. Do you want to hear my most favorite joke in the whole world?
Yes, please.
What does a fish say when it runs into a wall? Damn.
Think about it. There you go. You gotta think about it.
Because a dam is an underwater wall.
We get it.
Delicious. So, okay, we have a guest.
Yay, Bob.
Woo.
Yes.
But wait.
My life is, I know it's now over.
Yes. But before you
By the time this goes out in syndication, your name will be Roberto.
Yeah. Exactly.
I wanted Felipe.
Can I use a voice changer? Like, so, oh my God.
Just jack your mom.
So, but first, Bob has to play our game.
Oh, yeah, Bob. We need to get to know you.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
So we're going to need two truths and a lie.
And then we have to guess what the lie is.
Oh, boy.
So.
Here's the pressure.
Yeah, I know. I got to make up stuff now?
Well, you don't have to.
Only one thing.
Right. Two true things.
I played college basketball.
Okay.
I took Elizabeth Berkeley from Saved by the Bell on a date.
Oh, my God. Oh. I want that to be true.
And.
Was she so excited?
She's so scared.
But then she's so scared.
Yeah. And then
she became a stripper. You ruined her.
Well, right. First, he ordered a large pizza and two hot dogs.
And I was the original DJ at the Post Bar.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh.
What up, Post?
Hey.
I know.
Right? Please, I just so want Elizabeth Berkeley to be true.
I'm going to say the basketball one was a lie.
No, Chelsea got it. I did not take Elizabeth Berkeley on a date. No, but hold on.
If you had, she would have been really excited.
I kind of lied. I mean, I was on the practice squad at Macomb Community basketball team.
That counts.
All right. I just like, yeah, what's up? I played college hoop. Like,
hey, in junior high, I was a fifth quarter all-star.
We're accepting Macomb as a college.
Right, right.
We're accepting practice squad.
Right.
It is a great community school. Their credits cost so much less than
12 mile high.
12 mile high. 12 mile high.
Wait. What were your two truths and a lie, Gels?
Oh, 5.5.
Yeah.
You guessed it. It was my middle name.
Oh, that's right. Oh, but I want to hear about the celebrity.
By the way.
Oh, my celebrity. Okay, so have you ever seen that movie John Tucker Must Die?
Yeah.
I was in L.A. and I was walking like 2 blocks away from the, I'm now good at North, South or anything, from the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
I don't know North and South. I only know left and right.
And the guy from John Tucker Must Die was sitting outside eating lunch. And I walked past him like, hey, I know you. And he goes, hey, I know you. And I went, really? And he goes, no, but isn't that annoying? And I went, says the person who's 2 blocks away from the Hollywood Walk of Fame eating outside acting like you don't want to be found.
Oh, nice. That was a good comeback.
And then his friend was like, oh, she got you. And I was,
walk away clean.
So I did. Oh, I told off a celebrity.
Your movie sucked,
funny?
Too. And it made people watch it that were bored on HBO. I hate you.
The first celebrity that I saw in L.A. was him. Because we were both at the Roosevelt Hotel. And I was just like, he looks familiar.
He's just everywhere.
I mean, I didn't talk to him or anything because I'm not a starstruck person. Like, it takes a lot. Unless you're Jesus. I don't care.
I don't really know. I don't really know who, didn't really recognize who he was. Right. I just knew that I knew him, and I'm really bad with names and fantastic with faces, so I was just like, maybe
you're that guy from that thing.
Maybe right? I actually know this guy from somewhere, and yeah, no.
Can I do my two truths and a lie? Because it goes
oh
right
my god,
along
I'm
with
so
this.
Sorry. I completely skipped
don't
Stacey's
you dare
two
be
truths
sorry.
And a
friend. All right.
Truths and a lie.
So, number one, Kobe Bryant is my second cousin. Number two, Rick James is in my family tree. Number three, Dave Chappelle and my grandmother lived in the same small
okay,
village.
Yours were way better than mine.
Hey, yours are awful, John.
Seriously.
All right, I'm pretty sure Rick James is in everybody's family tree.
Oh, Jesus.
And
I'm going Kobe's a lie.
Yeah.
Truth. I just told like everyone in junior high, because I was like the only black kid, they're like, hey, are you related to Kobe Bryant? I'm like, yes. Yeah. I see him every other Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Are you serious? Can you get me an autograph? No, not at all. It's family time. That is so disrespectful. Well, you're right. And then there was another black kid, and he wore a Kobe Bryant jersey. So they're like, oh my goodness, is that your brother? I'm like, listen, we're not
yes,
all
we're
related.
All related.
Right?
Yes. All, yeah.
Right? You're going to be at the meeting next month, right? Yeah. But yeah, right, but Bob. No, but my mom, she had told me when Rick James had died, I had come home. I went to visit my parents' house, and so the phone rings. So I picked up the phone, and they're just like, oh, is this the whatever residence? You said my last name, but still, just in case. And so I'm just like, yes, it is. And they're just like, oh, as you know, Rick passed away. The funeral's going to be here, you know, family hours at this, blah, 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 blah. And I'm just like, okay. So I hang up the phone. I tell my mother, we just got the weirdest prank call. She's like, actually, he was your great uncle. I said, excuse me? I'm like, why didn't you ever tell me? She's like, the man was always in jail and on drugs. Why would I tell my children that was the part of their like past, part of their history, part of their heritage?
Rick James.
So then I'm just,
I mean, mom.
Fun story. My mom's ringtone is Stacey's mom has got it going on because she does. But yeah, I had no idea. So whenever I hear like Super Freak, I'm like, oh, Uncle Rick. They're like, wait, what? I'm just like, I don't want to talk about it.
It's true. Never knew till he was dead, but you know what?
It's talking. True.
Okay,
it's
and true. Then your grandma was neighbors with Dave Chappelle?
They lived in the same small town, so when he went off the air, it's a really small town
like
in
weird
Ohio.
Yeah.
Yeah. They lived, that's where my parents met, actually.
Aww.
So
love connection.
Yeah, so that was a good time. But yes, Bob. Story.
Yes.
Tell me your story.
Yes.
Tell me your bad date story.
And you feel free to call the lady that you refer to with
Paulette,
a name that starts
Paula,
with a P.
Peyton, Pearl, Peggy.
Yes.
Oh, I like Peggy.
Yeah.
There
you go, Peggy.
Hey, Peggy.
Right, tell
how
me
you
about
doing, Peggy.
So, as you guys mentioned earlier, I meet this girl and I ask her out and I went on a couple dates. First one was dinner and a movie, right? And then, you know, a couple other dates. So, I get ticket. This is the infamous Poison concert story.
Whoa.
And
now keep in mind, I've been trying for 3 years to get his ass to tell this story on our show. No. But little
ooh.
Jugsy Mick whatever karaoke a lot shows up and here
I
comes
take,
the
wait,
story.
What about I
me?
Take that name
what
with pride.
Me?
No,
what about
me and Chell spent a lot of Wednesday nights and Saturday
I'm
nights.
I'm assuming she's the one that guilt-tripped him into this.
Sure, but can I be a part of karaoke a lot?
Chelsea saw me sing Call Me Maybe.
Oh.
I saw you serenade Tara friggin' Reed.
Careless Whisper.
With Careless Whisper. So let's not go.
Oh, that was shit. I should have said I serenaded Tara Reed with singing Careless
that
Whisper.
That was a good truth.
Can I just say shout out to C-list celebrities?
Oh,
that's who we live for. Like a lot of people go to our Comic-Con, they're like, oh my God, gotta get everybody's autograph, autograph. We're like,
heck no.
No. We want to find like the D-list 80 celebrities and just get them hammered. That's
I love
what
it.
We
I got it's Poison Def Leppard. Def Leppard opened up for Poison. I guess they alternated. And we had like VIP parking,
nice.
Like gotten like the club part, like you know, like the at Pine Knob. Yeah.
Oh, Pine Knob.
And just like unlike your date, I ate before my date.
Smart, because that
right?
was gonna cost
yeah.
so much.
Yeah. But here's the problem. I was working for Budweiser at the time and I would eat wherever I could. You know, there's a Blimpy or, you know, whatever you could get your hands on. Well,
yeah.
I needed gas and I'm running late.
Oh,
so
no.
I go for the sandwiches in the cooler at the gas station. Grabbed a chicken salad thinking, what the heck.
Chicken salad.
And so I eat it and I pick her up and I park right up in the very, very front, like the very first row, first spot.
All right, cool.
A Pine Knob. I'm thinking this is like the gold service. I'm like, you know, Swego. Hit the private club before. I'm like, I'm like, yeah. And we got 10th row center seats.
Oh.
I am on my A game, right?
Right. Yes.
And so Def Leppard plays, and woo, it's all awesome. And I just, it's like the scene in Dumb and Dumber that brrrr, oh, no. My stomach.
I'm just shaving.
Yeah, shaving. And I'm like, my stomach just gets hit. And thank God there was a concert going on. Because, I mean, you would have heard it within 6 feet circumference.
Oh, my God.
And I'm just like, oh, my God. And I'm like, that's it. I'm going for it. I'm going to do Grumpy at Pine Knob. Like, it's just like the unforeseen. Like, I feel sorry for you ladies because you guys got to sit. No matter where you go, but guy, you know,
right.
Guys will, you know, like shit break. That's a real story. Guys didn't poop in high school.
Wow.
It just wasn't happening. We would wait 3 weeks if we had to shit at home. So I run downstairs like a bullet. Like I'm talking like, you ever see the scene in Van Wilder where he's like grabbing his like left butt cheek and like doing the penguin waddle. And I'm running down the steps of Pine Knob. You know how it's all set up there.
Yeah.
And I look and like the stalls are all open. Every single one of them is a bomb went off.
No.
Either overflowed or knee-deep in urine. It's a,
this is,
and I'm
just
like
American Pie.
There's no way. Oh. Like, and I'm not a good nest builder. Like, I need, like, I need to go to McDonald's at, like, 5:30 before the old men get there. That's, like, I need it pristine. And I'm like, all right, I'll wait. I'll just wait. We got the bar tickets, the nice club. Like, no one goes in there. It's empty. I'll go there after the Poison concert. Life will be great. Because I'm on the other end of Pine Knob at this point.
Oh, God.
It's a half an hour walk because it's packed.
Goodness.
So I finish the concert, and they're getting ready to do the encore. And I'm doing, like, the little kid sidewalk, like, the sidestep, like, oh my
dance.
God! Oh my God!
Sweating so badly.
So like, I grab her hand, like, let's go, and they go. They're just playing Every Rose Has Its Thorn. I'm like, I've already heard it before. Like, well, let's go. You know, like, let's go. So I'm like doing like the you ever see the Olympics when they do the speed walk where like hips go sideways.
I want to learn
like,
how to do that so much.
So like, I'm literally walking like that.
It's a lot
like
of
I'm
shoulder.
Setting records, and I get into the bathroom, and I call.
Picture the Dr. Detroit theme in the background.
Oh, totally Dr. Detroit, and. Like guys call this like the proverbial cork when it just like it just a grenade drops like bam and like just one fell swoop I'm like
and then there's
I
nothing.
Felt like $1 million no it was and like guys are coming in the bathroom and like they're making comments how bad it and I'm like and I'm I'm giggling you know, it's every guy's moment if you can make another man laugh or comment on the stink it's a proud day and I'm nowhere she's nowhere to be seen so it's good I can
Peggy.
Bathe in the you know. Peggy's out waiting for me. You know, so about, you know, 8-12 minutes later, we go out and we have a couple drinks. Life is good. Like you guys, you know, and we sat a little bit later because traffic's going to stink.
Right.
So we get in the
literally.
Car.
Literally.
Yeah, so we get in the car and it's her brand new, I think it's a 3-day-old leased car.
No, not a lease.
I'm driving because I'm the man.
You're the man.
Oh. And we sit in the car. We sit in the car and life is good.
Is it cloth
and
or leather?
Oh, it's totally cloth.
And
whatever, we're talking, you know, we just started dating, like, I think it's our third date, and all of a sudden, I feel round two, and this one's wet, and it's bad, like, it's straight up, paint the walls behind me, like, painful, wet, and we're in the car, so, it's getting, so I'm like, all of a sudden now, I'm, like, I was, air conditioning's on, and it was fine, and I'm sweating. I mean, bad. And then, like, 10 minutes hits, and I'm like, I get this like, clench, like, and I'm, like, choking it back, and then I relax, and it's fine. And then it becomes, like, 8 minutes, 7 minutes.
You're
and
having now, contractions.
Oh, yeah, totally having contractions. Then, like, it got to the point where, like,
I'm
I'm like the Bill Cosby, like, and yep. I'm like, now I'm clenching the steering wheel, and I go, I'm white knuckling it, like, on a roller coaster. And it's the worst
one.
Day of my life. And she's looking at me. She goes, "What's the matter?" And I go, and she goes, "Oh, you got just go back in." And now we're stuck in traffic,
right.
Mind you.
Oh,
I haven't moved a foot, right? And I'm out of my parking spot.
Right. Oh.
I can't put it in park because there's a car an inch in front of me, an inch back of me. Like, why didn't you just run back in? So then I get like 5 minutes. You know that feel like when you have that feeling. Like, I don't care what you like. I'm going right now. Like, why don't you just go in? I'm like, you know what? She goes, "I'll slide over in the car if we move. I'll just park it wherever I can park it. Just go in." I'm like, okay, cool. So now in my mind, I'm going to the bath. I'm shitting.
You've relieved your mind.
And then all of a sudden, it's like, honestly, it's like Satan's gates closed in front of me.
Oh.
Gong! And I heard it. And I'm like, dude! Like, I'm just screaming.
No!
I go, yeah, like, like Darth Vader, and this one, like, Padme died. No!
Please!
Like, so I'm like, dude, you gotta let. He goes, I can't, man. It's like right now, I just, there's no physical way I can. It's law, it's whatever. So I like, now I'm like, sad panda walk to the car, and I'm like, move over. And I got back in the thing, and I go, I'll be fine. I'll be fine. I'll be fine. And she's like, now it's like no spoken words going on in the car. It's just like her looking at me in like sheer panic.
Right.
Like I'm mutating.
I have this new car.
Right. No, just like me. Then she's like, what? And it's like 2 minutes, like 1 minute. And I'm like, I can't breathe. I like literally I'm short of breath. So I'm like, I just had this epiphany. I'm like, maybe if I just fart a little bit, I'll feel better.
Oh my God.
I'm like, I can. And all of a sudden it just, and I told, I shat everywhere. And as this is happening, I'm in tears. Like, if I had mascara on, it'd be running down my cheeks, screaming, like, oh, my God! Like, sheer panic. So at this moment, the car in front of me, the lanes open up as if it was a signal from, like, Jesus, like, parting the Red Sea for me.
Isn't it good?
And I pulled up on the grass and gunned it. Like straight to the trees and like Dukes of Hazzard side slammed, pulled the e-brake, and ran into the forest and like ripped off all my clothes.
I never saw Peggy again.
I was butt naked in the pine knob trees to go more. Again, I don't know why, but I wore a wife beater underneath my Hawaiian shirt.
Was it Tommy Bahama?
I was able. No, it was a guess one. I still own it. It's framed.
It's infamous.
I was able to have like material
to like clean yourself.
To like now the walk of shame happens.
Right, because she knows. She knows exactly what happened.
And I don't recall the next 2 weeks of my life.
Oh my God.
Like we have this talk all the time, and like
because here's the best story. They're still together.
No!
Oh, this is the twist.
So, because he kind of spoiled that by saying we have this conversation every couple weeks.
I wasn't thinking there was a twist. It is my, we've been together 19 years now, married 14 as of yesterday, three children. So this is where, like the laws of nature are on my side, because I only remember one thing she told me. And, like, the rest is a complete blur, like a bad accident, no pun intended. She said, you know, usually in the hospital we call this a code brown.
Oh, God.
She was a nurse aide for 12 years, and she was in PA school. This happened on her floor 12 to 14 times a day. So if I would have married someone in IT, I worked at the mall, like, they would be telling this story today in sheer horror.
Right.
Like, this animal, this Sasquatch shits in my car.
You would be Captain Large Pizza, two hot dogs, knee braces.
Oh, yeah. But I remember her telling me, and I don't remember if she told me this years later or, like, days later or weeks later, like, she had to go through, like, six cans of Febreze when she went to, like, work in the morning. She went to, like, Murray's and bought one of those, like, fur seat covers. And, like, and she would, like, lift it up and, like, pour the bottle of Febreze and pour it over. And, like, so, I mean, it took me 10 years to say that story, like out loud. And then it became every child's birthday Jägermeister on the back patio.
Like, with the shots, start flowing, it's Bob, Bob, you got to tell the story.
Tell the story again, Bob.
Yeah, so, and she's still, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And you know what? That's silver lining. I mean.
Love exists.
I proposed, I think, 8 months after that.
Wow.
In the car.
Because, well, and you kind of had to at that point.
Right.
Like, I mean, let's be realistic.
She's stuck with me. Still dating me, getting married.
Hold on. Second date, I said, let's go to Cedar Point. We got the week off. I thought that'd be cool.
Okay.
Because I wanted to date this other girl and take her to Cedar Point. She said no. So I'm like, well, I'll ask this one. She said yes. So I'm like, cool.
Dang.
You know, I got it locked up all day. You know, if you don't like me, then you don't like me. Well, what do I do the night before? It's dollar wells at Luna, which is 3D at the time, and I drank all the gin and tonic.
Oh,
so I pick her up at 7:30 in the morning. We go on the Raptor, which is like the very first time the Raptor was introduced to the world.
Oh, my
and
gosh.
I threw up.
Oh, my God.
In like, the garbage can. No, no. When I got, okay. I like walked off the ride. Don't feel good. Garbage can. And the state, like, hangs out with me till like, noon until I felt better and ate something. Then we finished the day off. And then I tried to make out with her on the needle. And she's like, yeah, no. Like, God damn, this chick don't like me.
And no, you just got done porking.
Like yeah, no, I know. Exactly.
So. We do. We actually, every year, we get a petition going, and we send it off to the Vatican, trying to get her anointed as a saint.
No, but hold on. I'm not throwing this woman under the bus because God knows she deserves that sainthood. But she just threw up in every car I've ever owned except for my Cadillac. So this is a very mutually
match made in heaven.
It's a very And I'm still convinced she doesn't poop. I don't think girls poop. So
I would take someone puking in my car all day, every day, other than someone having explosive diarrhea in my car.
I mean, if we're being honest, though, I feel like everyone has pooped their pants.
No, I feel like everybody has that terrible oh God moment.
Right.
I could have my own podcast.
Just about pooping
your pants, yeah. Right. I'm like an 85-year-old incontinent man.
And if you're listening to this and you're like, no, I've never had that experience.
Bullshit.
It's coming.
That too.
Out your butt.
Like I said, if you don't know which one of your friends is the really, really weird one, odds are good it's you.
Yeah, right?
Wait, Chels, have you ever pooped your pants or almost came close?
Okay. No, well, the pause obviously means something. No, I was
guilty.
I was on vacation with my friends.
Guilty.
I did not realize at the time that I was lactose intolerant. So we're on vacation. We're eating everything. We go to this.
She blames it on milk.
Oh my gosh, milk.
Well, then again, I blamed it on chicken salad from a gas station.
We go to this ice cream shop that's like 3 blocks away from their house. A couple of my friends from college. Let's just call them like Peter and Paula. And we go get this ice cream, and of course I get the biggest one because I don't realize that dairy does this to me, or I'm just choosing not to believe.
And because ice cream.
And it's ice cream,
right.
Exactly. And it was at an ice cream at a place that was shaped like a pirate ship, okay? Like, how do you not enjoy
that? The salty dog has ice cream?
I didn't know this.
It was on the other side of the state, Holland, over in Holland. What up, Holland?
Hey.
So we get this, and all of a sudden I get that, like, gurgle in my stomach while we're waiting for the kids to eat their ice cream because my friends have kids. And I go, hey, where's the bathroom? And they go, oh, this place doesn't have a bathroom. It's just an ice cream place. And I'm like, hey, where do you live? And they're like, oh, it's only like 3 blocks. I'm like, we can start walking back. I'm like, I'm going to start running. So for those of you who haven't seen me, I'm not a runner. So I start running. Probably my first mistake was the running, because I feel like if I had kept the same momentum the whole way, I probably would have been fine.
Right.
But I turn the corner, I start to slow down the run, and my body goes, oh, we're here. We can relax.
Everything can relax.
Bowels release.
That was a George Carlin line. He goes, you know some things you never see? You never see a guy taking a shit. We're all running at full speed.
I'm like, no. So I end up like behind a bush in my friend's neighbor's front yard. And they're walking around the corner. I'm like, don't come over here. Don't look
was
at
this
me.
Nighttime or daytime?
This was daytime. Yes.
That bush is like 4 foot taller than the other ones right now. Why does that bush grow so fast? I don't know.
Organic fertilizer.
Oh my God, this is so fantastic.
It's
okay, well, hey.
Does she have a green thumb? No. No.
Welcome to the first show. That's how we're going. And I'm single.
This is what.
Bob, thank you so much for telling
your
story.
No, thank you for giving this to Dave to ruin my life forever.
Dave, you're welcome.
Oh, that's gonna be
bitter.
Isolated
so
and
bitter.
Everywhere.
Yes,
I should have made you sign a contract before I did this.
I love it so much. We have our third little segment that we're gonna do. It's called First Impressions.
So now, questions, because I don't know how long you want to run. I don't know how do you want to like take a quick break?
Yeah. I think we're gonna power through.
We're
it's not terribly long after this.
Yeah. That did not start with a P, sir. That did not start with a P.
I guess it did.
Well.
It's called First Impressions.
First Impressions.
First Impressions is brought to you by Sarah for Pure Romance.
Oh.
I had a party for Sarah with Pure Romance probably a few weeks ago, and it was so much fun. We played this terrible game with a phallic moment, and we all had this, and it was kind of like hot potato. I'll leave it at that. Anyway, Sarah's super
potato.
Fun.
With a wiener.
Oh, with a wiener. She throws great parties. She's got great deals. And if you book a party with her, she has free products for you. All you have to do is mention Reasons Why I'm Single. You can either call her at 248-709-1903, or you can get her at her website, www.pureromance.com/Sarah Driscoll. And that's SARADRISCOLL. Yeah, Sarah's awesome. It was a super fun party, and I got a ton of free stuff. I can't, I mean, it's,
not gonna
it's I'm not going to lie, it's a good time. But.
I'm not going to ask. I'll pray for you.
Thanks, Stace. Stacey's gonna pray for me.
Say a little prep.
So, what first impressions is I get I'm on a lot of dating sites.
Mm.
I'm on 16 dating
Stop
sites.
Stop it.
Wait, there are 16 dating
there
sites?
There are a ton of.
She's on Farmers Only.
I was just gonna say it.
Are you scamming on Christian Mingle?
No,
or are you?
No, well,
I'm on Black People Meet. No, I'm not.
MEAT.
Yeah. No, so it's crazy though. You get a lot of guys that all they just say, they'll send you a message and it'll just be like, hey, sup. And I'm like, but then there's the guys who really think they're trying, but they don't put much thought into it. So what first impressions is, we're just going to list off a couple of them and you guys can just let me know what you think.
Oh, boy.
So this first guy sent me this message. He said, hi, nice pick you're got there.
Oh, Lord.
I most tell you, my friend, you got the moon and the sky right in your face. I like your peaceful face. Honestly, they are really nice on you. I just
Hold on. Yes. Peaceful face, they are really nice on you.
You too.
If you would kindly wire 9,000 USD to the...
I just registered today and still searching for friend when I come across your profile. Are you single? Please write back, because I will love to know more about yourself. Hope to hear from you, friend.
Okay. All right. First of all.
Legitimate. Like, screenshotted. Legitimate sent message.
Just like he said, I feel like he has to be, like, new to the country or has broken English or something of that sort, because it's a little too much for me.
His name. Look at his name. I'm not going to say his name, but it is very generic.
We'll go with. Can't say it.
I'm totally saying it.
No, don't do it. Don't do it.
I mean, you can if you want, but change
it.
Change the other one to a P.
It goes into the story.
It's Brown Paul.
Exactly.
Thank you, Brown Paul.
Okay.
Hi, I'm White Dave.
Seriously.
Not gonna lie, I've had people introduce themselves that way to me before. They're just like, by the way, I'm just like, why? Why do you need to tell people? But my mother,
you're right in front of me. I know.
I know, right? But I know.
Especially with Dave.
Oh, Dave. Oh, my goodness. So wait.
More.
You want to go back or you want more? Okay. We've got let's see, this guy was 20. He's 22, and this is not that long ago. Yeah. Aw, baby. Hi, I'm...
Skippy.
Pedro.
No, when you're 22, you're Skippy.
No, Pedro.
Can I ask you something? You're beautiful, by the way. So then I say, what would you like to ask? And he goes, I know this is going to sound weird, but can I be your slave?
Hold up.
And I'm like...
Hold up.
Okay, I mean, if you want to come over and, like, do the dishes and, like, mow my lawn...
Thank you.
Totally... Now, that's the old hooker line. $300, I'll do whatever you want. You paint my house.
It's the truth.
I'm telling you.
Don't let him do your laundry, though. I wouldn't trust any man to do my laundry.
That'd probably get weird.
Where'd all my underpants go?
Honestly.
All right. Are you ready for the next guy?
That's awful.
All right, this one. Well, hello there. Wait. Hello there, my darling. I hope I am finding you in good spirits this evening. Allow me to introduce myself.
I'm sorry. It's Jimmy Cagney from the 1940s, see? Yeah, see? I'm finding you in good spirits, see? Yeah. Mm. Yeah, you're quite a dame.
Oh, it gets even better. It's not even the 1940s.
I was going more Ernest Hemingway
like
era.
The 1540s. My name is... I need another P name. I lost my list.
Did we use Pedro?
Yes.
Peter? Let's go Peter.
We use Peter.
Damn it.
Paul. Patrick.
Sure. Patrick. All right. My name is Patrick, the second and Duke of Judea. I have read over your profile and can't help but notice your stunning beauty. Perhaps you would allow me to entertain you one evening and accompany me for some drinks.
Allow me to nuzzle your bosoms.
His face in his picture is the V for Vendetta mask.
Oh, my God.
No.
Okay, that's the guy. I'm just going to tell you right now. If you wind up meeting up with that guy, we will never see you again.
I'm telling you.
No, he's at the Renaissance Fair. He doesn't work all year. He's on disability, and he works at the Renaissance Fair.
Oh, my gosh.
I had a guy message me saying, I'm a chef at the Olive Garden. I can bring you warm breadsticks on our salt.
That's number one. If you are not a chef, let's be real. You're a cook.
No, but free free bread. You marry that man.
Thank you. Bring you free breadsticks. Do I get the salad?
Right. They get this spaghetti pie with the Alfredo sauce on top.
Have not had
that. I saw the commercial. I'm like, I might have to walk into an Olive Garden after 22 years of not.
Oh. Wait, so did you respond to him?
No.
How do you not get free breadsticks?
I'll show up. You respond and I'll show up. I'll be like, hey, boo.
That's a huge differentiator in the dating world. I'm just saying, most guys are just like, let's just hang out. Me and Yo. That is true. This guy's like, I will bring you fresh breadsticks.
So here's my thing. Do you have to say
Did he actually say fresh?
No, he just said free.
Oh, that day old.
Yeah. Yeah, they're hard.
Do you have to say your occupation there? Do you have to say your occupation?
On there?
Yeah.
Well, maybe no, he volunteered that in a message.
Like, yeah. Hey, I do such and such.
Yeah. I mean, sometimes they ask for it, but sometimes people just say, I'm employed.
I have a job.
I'm a differentiator right there in some cases.
I'm an entrepreneur. True. That means you sold 3 things on eBay last year.
It counts, okay? Right. It counts.
So those are our first impressions for show number one.
Woo!
We'll have some more next week.
So what you have to do. You're screwed. And not in a good way.
Yeah, no, but it's a funny.
Pick 3 of those, and then we get to pick which one you went out with.
Oh, my gosh.
You actually like Love Connection.
Oh, my gosh.
No, or that you do. So either we get to pick or, like, you got 2 different ways you can go about this.
Okay.
Either you do 3 of them and we get to choose which one you went on an actual date. Wait. We get to choose which one you actually went on a date on.
Okay.
Or you 3 and then we get to pick who you respond
like
back to.
Kind of like my two truths and a lie.
Oh, way to full circle. Yeah. He's a professional. Bob is a professional.
You're going out. If it was me, this threesome, it would be Brown Pedro. All totally.
Brown Pedro.
Just because he put that as his name.
Right? Goodness.
The beef for Vendetta guy, we still like you alive, so we'll work for you.
I think you got to go Olive Garden guy.
Yeah, have to.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I dropped the ball. For free. But no, like, proposal. Like, you should. I had a friend whose girlfriend proposed to him. So, like, you would be like, he shows up with breadsticks, you should have the ring.
You should be like, take me now.
Right.
Oh. It depends on how many breadsticks, though. Like, let's be real. Is he going to bring, like,
half a dozen?
3?
If you bring any less than half a dozen, you just. You
know. Right.
What is the breadstick dowry ratio these days?
It has to be 6 because you're going to eat 2 and you're like, no, I'm full. And then, like, you're going to watch like a little bit of Netflix and you're like, you know what? I could really go for the 3rd one. And if that 3rd one's not there, you're like, God damn it. But then, like, then you're good. Right.
Right?
Yeah.
Then 6 is good.
Right.
That's real.
I had so much fun today.
Yeah, thank you.
Heck yeah.
Good.
Yay. I'm Chelsea.
I'm Stacy.
And this is The Reasons Why We're Single. We'll see you next week.
Okay,
Chelsea and Stacy.
This is a previously recorded episode.